Okay, so it's been quite a minute since the last time I created a podcast. But do I have some good shit to talk about? So we're gonna talk about identity, race, ethnicity, right? And I'm still trying to figure out that whole shit bag, right? Colonialism. So recently, I was taking a class about indigenous politics, right? And last year, I was informed that it was a really good class to take by this professor called Jamaica Osorio, right? One of the leading activists here in Hawaii. Hawaii, I think I'm saying that right. And I heard this was, like, a really good class, and I've taken it, and it's almost, you know, to the end, and this class has transformed my mind. So, it really talks about more indigenous politics in Hawaii and a little bit on Turtle Island, which is aka North America. So, growing up in what we call the Latino culture, right? Because I come from a heavily colonized family, whether that's through the Spanish, whether that's through the English, I am a product of generational brainwashing, right? Didn't really understand that, but I did have an idea growing up that there was something going on that I couldn't really put my finger on it. But something just didn't feel right. And not only that, having dreams from my ancestors speaking to me and letting me know, hey, you know, this is what you consist of. And they've told me you consist of what we call the Native Americans, or what we consist of African, and what we consist of European. Like, they would tell me this. And of course, growing up in such a heavily colonized world, when you tell people this, they tell you you're insane. Because it doesn't fit Western ideology, right? Medicine or anything like that. So automatically you're crazy. Not crazy. But when I took this class, it really opened my mind to what colonial, like what's going on around the world, and how so much that's happening here reflects back to my people and where I come from. Because I come from two different places. My father's side, which is Turtle Tail, which is known as Mexico, the Caribbean islands, and so much that's happening within my own people is happening over here politically, right? We have people dismissing Native Americans, indigenous people of the Americas, as if they've died. And I've taken an anthropology class that has spoken literally to my face that the Mayans, the Aztecs, other nations within south of, like, of, you know, even in Mexico or Central America, other places, as if they disappeared, as if they have died off. And the reality is, we haven't died off. We are still here, but we are constantly being forced to assimilate to other dominant nations, which, because that's the plan, that's the ultimate plan from the beginning, from invasion, which was to kill the Indian, right? To kill the native, the indigenous people. And because of that, settlers are able to assert their ways, their laws, their quote-unquote, this is my land, so they can stay here. And, you know, living in the United States, what we call the United States, I always hear, this is America, we speak English here, or whatever bullshit I hear all the time, or this border bullshit. All of this is designed to kill the Native American. This is designed to control, to kill. And I've been reading a lot of books, you know, about this. I've been studying this, and one book I definitely want to suggest to anybody who is down to really understand the psychological control that is constantly being portrayed through media, through mascots, in regards of keeping Indigenous people prison, and to kill the Native American, to create, not to create, but to feed into the vanishing Native American narrative that we are so familiar with. Because if we take public education in the United States, we're taught up, you know, that Native Americans were here pre-Columbus Hispanic times, or whatever, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's around that time. And then they died off around the 1800s. Tier of Trails is like the last part of Native American history in the U.S., right? We talk a little bit about that, and that's it. We're done. And the reality is, we are still here. Some of us are assimilated into what we call the American culture, the American government, and we don't even know it. We don't even fucking know it. And that is what brainwashing is. That is so mind-fucking to come out of realizing, holy fuck, my people have been brainwashed. My people have been taken advantage of. And when you come to that realization, how do we deal with that trauma in itself? Right? Our identity has been stripped from us. We are assimilated to survive. And being out here in Hawaii, it's the same fucking shit. And they will tell you here, this is not the United States. This is Polynesia. This is Hawaii. To keep inserting the fact that they're not dead. They're resisting assimilation. Because this is their life. So I was on YouTube and they were talking about Afro-Latino, and this girl was saying Puerto Rico, right? Puerto Rico is not a nation anymore, and that is part of the United States, right? I am against the bullshit. I'm against it. I think, personally, that people need to keep saying where they're from, and to acknowledge, hey, this is not the United States, this is Puerto Rico, or this is where the Tainos live, or this is where we live at, and to keep reinserting that ideology, because we need to do that. And, you know, I refuse to accept the term Hispanic, because it is a government term to describe people of mixed origins of what we call, quote unquote, Latin America, indigenous people, and this blood quantum bullshit. So before we go further into that, I want to, I recommend this book called Team Spirits, and it's Native American Mascots Controversy, right? This is talking about the type of political messages that are sent to us subliminally, right? And how so many Americans would say, we're honoring mascots. And the reality, they're not honoring mascots. It's actually dishonoring. It's practicing dishonoring. Because if we can remove the Native American from our psyche, we can remove them physically. So there was a part in this book that really explained a lot of these teams that started changing their names into these Native American nations, mascots, right, appropriating their culture, because it was a narrative to continue to erase the Native American. It wasn't to honor. It's very covert racism. And the refusal of these universities and these leagues to change because, quote unquote, it's tradition. Yes, you're right. It is tradition. It's tradition to dishonor and to erase the very people who were here in the beginning. The very First Nations that have been here for thousands of years and continue to still be here. And there is that race war. I remember a friend of mine was saying, oh, there's a race war about to happen. We are living in a race war. A psychological war, and even physically. And I explained to the person, you know, they don't want to kill us. They want to assimilate us because it's cheaper. because there's so many of us. So let's go back to the vanishing native, right? I'm super passionate about this because when I unravel truth, man, I gotta tell the fucking world what the fuck is going on. So let me explain. The vanishing native narrative, right? Where people are like, oh, natives have died. They died of diseases, war. They're so old. There's only so little because they're not federally recognized. You know, that's what it is. Yes, there has been war that have, you know, caused death, diseases, right? But the reality is we are still here. We're just assimilated, and some of us don't even know it. Okay, so let me break it down for you. Okay. The vanishing native, right? So, minority. What does minority mean? When I ask people what minority means, they say to me, minority means, oh, people of color, a small group of people who are, I guess, subjugated, who are oppressed, right? They mistake that with population. And there has been censuses that have proven that there are, quote, more, quote unquote, Hispanics than there are of people of non-Hispanic, right? Or there are more people of color than there are people of Euro-American descent. I said, isn't that mind-fucking? How they're the people in power, quote-unquote, because psychologically they have us at their will. And how is that possible? That is something that people need to really ask themselves. How is that possible? Because of the television. You know, we always have, there's these research that says, oh my God, there's no people of color, people playing stereotypes. Yes, because you have people who are in power perpetuating this political design. People want to fight for this country and say, oh my God, we're Americans, but yet this country was literally built and designed for people who are Euro-Americans. People literally of color who are still brainwashed into the system believe that it's for me. The reality, it's not for you. That's why we still have people dying. We have people being shot by cops. Why we continue to have inequality. Because this system was literally created by white males from Europe who were rebellious from their country. And they had slaves. And they slept with their slaves, had children with their slaves, and denied those children. So tell me again, how is this country made for you and I? People of color, people who are queer, people who identify as queer, people who identify within the LGBTQ, you know, spectrum. Tell me, how is this designed for us? The reality, it isn't. And people tell me I'm crazy. People tell me, oh my God, you're fucked up for that. I'm not. The truth is, I'm a giver of truth. I tell it like it is, even if it fucking hurts your feelings. Because I'm not here to hurt your feelings. What I'm here is to save you from bullshit. If we really want change in this country, we need to start with the fact that we have to start again. Because the foundation that we have is white supremacy. We want to be like, no, we need to change. We need to reform. Yeah, that sounds great, guys. That sounds fucking great. But we're going to end up back into this because the reality is the foundation of this country is white supremacy. And the fucking denial, and trying to wake people up is, oh my God, exhausting. Fucking exhausting. I have family members, you know, I look them in the face and I'm like, yo, you are Native American. I don't know what tribe, obviously, but, like, we are. And they're like, no, we're not. And I did a DNA test, and it just proves, boom. And I was like, I knew it. But it tells you the type of gaslighting that is appearing in our society. I remember one time my uncle, because I'm looking at a picture of me and my uncle, I'm hugging him, right? He lives in Oklahoma right now. He moved to Oklahoma. And he was telling me a story where he was at Walmart and he ran into a Native American man. He doesn't know what tribe, but he's like, I remember the guy saying he was Native American. And they were having a conversation and he called him brother. The Native American called him brother. He's like, yeah, brother, I get you. And my uncle asked him something like this. I can't remember exactly. He asked him, he's like, why are you calling me brother? Like, we are not family and stuff. And he said, nah, man, like, we're Native Americans, you know what I mean? And my uncle was like, we're not Native Americans, what are you talking about? Like, they're dead. I think he said some shit like that. I don't remember exactly, but I remember him saying, like, rejecting the Native American narrative, right? And the guy looked at him, and he just looked at him bewildered, and he was like, wow. And then I remember my uncle saying that the conversation got short, and my uncle laughed at me. He said, do you believe that? They think we're Native Americans. And I looked at him and I'm like, because we are. And he laughed and he's like, I doubt it. But it shows you, that story shows you in itself the brainwashing tactics of assimilation. And because, you know, I was having a conversation with a beautiful Kanaka, which is Hawaiian, Native Hawaiian. And you know, I said to her, you know, you guys need this sovereignty. I get it. You guys need that push. You need that support. And I support you. And I said to her, it was around maybe 200, 300 years, maybe around that time that the first, you know, you guys were being colonized, right? Around that time. And I said to them, my people have been colonized for the last 500 years. And I'm starting to realize, I'm starting to find my people again. You guys have your people, and I get it, and you need the support. So, the impacts of colonialism, the erasure, and this bullshit, like, immigrant bullshit that I hear, like, you're an immigrant, having these brown children who are migrants, but are not, a lot of them are not immigrants. A lot of them are actually indigenous people of this land. The only difference here, right, with the Native Americans of the northern part, a lot of these people are southern natives of these lands, of the quote-unquote Americas, what they call the Americas. And yet we are called immigrants, we're called these things because they want us oppressed. They want to keep us subjugated. They want us pinned against each other so they can continue this white supremacy bullshit. Now, I'm not saying that all white people are like this, because it's not true. Let's not mistake that. Because there are some European Americans who are, like, very for this and are down for decolonialization. They're down for that shit. But we must look at the foundation of our governments, whether that's in Canada, whether that's the United States, whether that's Mexico, whether that is Brazil, whether that's Chile, whether that's, you know, Jamaica, Haiti's, right? Everybody's going through this, right? So even parts in Africa. When you really look at the whole picture of things, we're all infected with this disease. Let me drink some water real quick. Okay, so I was reading a story a couple years back where this missionary went to some island that was off the coast of India where there was an indigenous group there. I don't know the tribe's name, the nation, but they have a deal with the Indian government where no one's allowed on the land except the indigenous people, something like that, right? This missionary found, you know, wanted to prove that he wanted to save these people. That's what he said, save. Literally. And people warned him not to do that, you know, because they will kill him. And what ended up happening, he goes anywhere because he felt like it was his duty to save them. This racist narrative, right, that we see a lot with missionaries to save, especially when it comes to indigenous people. And you see that a lot, you know, calling them savages, people who are untamed. And the reality is because they were not controlled by those people. So anyways, this guy goes and they killed him. And I had this discussion. And I remember my father telling me something like this years ago, and he was like really appalled by it. He was like, oh my God, they killed him. Oh my God. You know, for like, just because he wanted to spread the word of Jesus. And I said, I would do the same fucking thing. And my dad was like, what? I remember telling this to my friend too. They're like, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, we as a society have been raised in a very racist undertone when it comes to Native Americans. We think they're fucking savages. We think they're fucking stupid, right? That's what we think. Let's just be honest, right? That's the racist narrative that is projected into our society. The way they teach about them, the way we learn about them, objectifying them, right? Calling them savages. They need to be, you know, saved from what, right? Okay, so I said, the person that's the leader of that nation obviously made a decision politically for his people, to save his people, because I am pretty sure he is aware of what colonialism is. He might have a different, or she might have a different understanding of what it is, a different word of it, but I'm pretty sure they're aware of the sickness and the virus that spreads and what happens to other nations, right? I would have done the same fucking thing. Especially if I know what has happened to my people in the last 500 years. To save them from bullshit. To save them from the subjugation that is appearing now. I would have done the same thing. And I'm sure there has been other tribes that have done that. But I was like, the person wasn't in the wrong. There is a treaty that says that, you know, hey, if you come onto the land without permission and stuff, there will be, you know, consequences. I'm sure it's not exactly like that, but there is something probably similar to what I'm saying. So my point is, educating yourself. Thinking for yourself and realizing, hey, not everything you fucking see on TV is real. Like, it's an actual depiction. We have people that are not even indigenous natives who are constantly reinforcing made-up history to serve their settler perspective, to continue the vanishing narrative, the native narrative. I didn't even realize that until I took that class. I was like, oh my God. Reading books. I went to the library a couple weeks ago to see, like, if I can, you know, really understand what's going on with indigenous people of North America and South America, and what can I do to, you know, educate myself. And so I remember my professor said, you know, it's so important to look and research these people who claim to be Native American or who claim to know what their they're saying. I was researching the names of authors, and some of these people were just, you know, white males who had no credentials or community standing. I would say there's more community standing within those nations, and just objectifying and writing from a different perspective, you know, like a lot of anthropologists do. I remember, let me go to that. I took a class, and I said this before. This guy, his name is Dr. Barry, right? Had the audacity to say that the Mayans, you know, don't know where the Mayans went. And I remember just like, whoa, what do you mean? Like, are you fucking kidding me? We're not dead. We are descendants. We are people of, you know, like, what the fuck? And it's not just this anthropologist. There's other anthropologists that do that. And there's racist subliminal messages, racial notations underlining all of that. And continuing the vanishing narrative to benefit the settler's perspective. How fucked up is that? So I've been on a whirlwind here. I've been educating myself. I've been mind-fucking myself with the knowledge that I'm receiving and the pain that comes with that. So whenever I hear, you know, this bullshit Trump states, like, go back, you know, Mexico's gonna build a wall, we're gonna build a wall, go back to Mexico, or go, you know, this is America. Honey, if you're Euro-American, you are not a native of these lands. You are a settler on native land. We are not immigrants. Technically, you are an immigrant. But the type of manipulation that's taking place, I must inform the people. They must know what is truly happening. The political agenda is to erase the indigenous people of these lands, to claim these lands for resources. I tell people this. If you're going to do research with Native Americans and stuff like that, I recommend you heavily research those people who write about these traditions or write about these nations. Really check fact these motherfuckers. Because there are a lot of people out there who want to erase Natives, who are not your friends, who are against you, who look down upon you, that think you're a savage, that think less of you, and then they create these stereotypes through media so you don't want to claim who you are. I'm a mixed person. I have indigenous roots, I have African roots, I have European roots. And within even my own culture, we struggle to accept the African in us because of the blood quantum bullshit, the racism. We have colorism. We got lights against darks, darks against lights. And it's all pinned, it's all designed to pin us against each other. So the people who are quote unquote in control continue that narrative, to continue to benefit off of us. And that's the fucked up part to come awake to. You know, I used to hear this shit all the time. I used to hear Malcolm X. I used to, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, when they would do their speeches. I hear other people. And I'm like, man, these people are just crazy. Like, racism doesn't exist. You know, that doesn't exist. That's bullshit. Like, I mean, it did in the past. But no, that was taught to people because it was designed to keep you imprisoned in the past. The reality is racism exists. The vanishing narrative, native narrative, politically exists. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. People must know. And I remember I had a conversation with someone who said to me, well, you know, the government's making up for that, you know, giving reparations to natives, like scholarships. I was like, what the fuck? You call that reparations? You call that helping out? How about this? Just stop being fucking racist. Stop fucking taking people's lands for your benefit. Stop calling this, you know, your country. And then deeming people who actually fucking lived here for thousands of years are descendants of people who've civilizations and still are living and still contributing into their nations. Stop calling us immigrants. Because we're not immigrants. You should look at yourself in the fucking mirror. Anyhow, I'm hungry. I'm gonna get going pretty soon. My point is to think, guys. Think about what the fuck is happening politically, you know, these politicians, especially with this change that's happening, you know, president, you know, it's bullshit. People look at me and they're like, ha, you should be a lawyer, ha, you should be part of the system. Maybe I should, right? But I don't want to be part of the system. I don't even want the system. I want something that's going to help all of us. Not just one fucking group. I don't need to enslave people. I don't want to do that shit. What I want to do is empower people. I want people to live their best life. That's what I truly want. I remember growing up hearing Malcolm X was just an extremist, that he was racist and shit. He was only for black people. And I realized he was for his people because they're subjugated. He was empowering them. That's what he was doing. And of course, you have a strong black man speaking up. He's considered racist because he doesn't want to participate in this bullshit narrative. That is, it's not beneficial for his people, obviously. People of color, right? People of color like me. Because he knows it's a lie. So, I'm gonna leave it like that. Leave it. Think, guys. Wake the fuck up. Wake up. You're stuck in this high racial hierarchy. You think because you pledge to the fucking flag, you watch Fox News, especially people of color. I'm speaking to you specifically. Because you think, you know, you watch Fox News, you participate in hating certain people because that's what they want you to fucking do, to be part of this, to assimilate. You're part of this pecking order, this hierarchy, and you will never win because it was never designed for you to fucking win in the first place. So wake the fuck up. Stop being a fucking Uncle Tom. Think for yourself. Love yourself. Love your people. Wake up. Much love and kisses.